And let us see what we already heard, you know, in our drill. We are seeing things with the attention. Attention is always on truth. When there is attention, we are seeing the eternal reality of everyone. Starting from the self, we are seeing the true self. Family of souls. Their immortality and their complete freedom from the story. The story is there right now, this Zoom and activities, gathering, everything is going on that is in the story. The conscious souls know of their alaukik reality. Everything of theirs is unearthly, different, subtle, invisible. Everything, their world, their family, themselves, alaukik, their father, alaukik, eternal, safe. No one can change this. Story cannot change any of this. They belong to God. They are from that family. They don't need to beg from God. They don't need to worship. They are from that family. True self and family of souls see like this. And story is obvious, natural, it is temporary. It is not a belief. We are seeing the temporary nature of every episode. Things begin, things end. There is no intention to get stuck in that story, to create attachments in the story. So right now, here it appears Prashant is talking, and Prashant is talking, but we are seeing the perspective of the soul completely distinct. Soul and Prashant are different. Prashant is part of the story, and this invisible presence, invisible soul, is different. This is the emphasis we are placing all throughout. There is a camel and there is a actor. They are different. They cannot be mixed. Camel is, its origin is the story. Invisible actor, his existence is independent. His identity is different. We said the problem is because of the mixture, confusion. Actor thinks he is the camel. That is the problem. One nice image we hear in the Murlis, the eclipse, just like we see the lunar eclipse In the same way, the eclipse of the soul takes place. This whole, our body consciousness is the eclipse. As the soul creates attachment in this story, he begins to enter into the eclipse. Eclipses are bad omens in astrology. When right now, if we can see the perspective of the conscious, awake soul, he knows his life is so free. He's a subtle, alaukik, immortal soul with his family, father. And there is a story. There'll be different things happen in the story. They begin, they end. Dragon comes, dragon goes. Corona comes, corona goes. There may be destruction and there can be beginning. That is the story. He is not having any desperations based on the story, no disappointments. His state, happiness, is super sensuous. Then it is zero eclipse. As he creates desires within the story, preferences, then eclipse starts. As if it matters. What happens in the story matters. What camel does and what happens to camel, it matters. But then as the eclipse increasing, one is getting drawn into the story more and more. He thinks he owns things in it, and he thinks he owns other camels and elephants in the story. He wants them. The whole story has episodes and script, and it has an end. And he believes he can own things. And then time comes. He thinks he's one of the monkeys within that story. And completely forgets that even the actor existed. So in our case, the invisible actor is completely forgotten. You are just living in this story. Camel, elephant, monkey, that is your world now. And then there are scientists who come and say soul doesn't even exist. Nothing, no actors, there is nothing like actors. This is all a monkey show. This is all that exists. That is total eclipse. One is drowning in it. These are all bad omens, you know, in astrological terms. And also the knowledge says this is the only problem of the human race. You know, as long as this eclipse is there, there will be misfortunes. Different at all levels, inner, outer. To remove the misfortune, we have to be free from the eclipse. The good news is this eclipse is self-inflicted eclipse. No one else has imposed this on us. We have this freedom, and these souls, their truth is immensely beautiful. They are like from the family of God and immortal, and they got word of bliss and mind of bliss and peace and love and contentment. They are angels. This is the truth of every soul and their reality. But they have an option. Option is they can create eclipse for themselves. No one else can change their truth. This is the beautiful thing. This is to each and everyone. No one else, nothing in this world can harm you, but you can create an eclipse for yourself. And if you have created an eclipse, you can also remove the eclipse. That is the good news. How? How do you drop this eclipse? One word answer. What would you say? How do you remove the eclipse?
You can type. And Bhatia can type awareness through clarity, remembrance, remember the exit, open the light, see the light, introversion.
Yes. Yes, in essence, the word we are looking in our word for this weekend, truth. In the whole darkness is because of falsehood, compromising the truth. That is the cause of eclipse. Antidote for the whole thing is truth, light of truth. In 1 second, you are understanding who you are. You are understanding the soul. This is like such a precious knowledge for the world, for everyone. We have to overcome this in this eclipse. If some, you know, it can be a community of science. If they are telling there is no soul, no soul, they are without knowing. Their stone intellect is contributing to the misfortune of the world. This is why it is our job to protect ourselves from that, but also remove the eclipse of the world. Most precious knowledge, not just argument and a proving soul, but our aim is be awake. The actor, invisible actor, has to wake up and check right now. Even as this drama is going on, then the invisible actor is watching this drama. Then you get full marks. This is the only practice, you know, that has to be introduced. The soul wakes up. We mentioned yesterday satyagraha. And if we understand this truth, then stay with it. This is a great minutes where you are creating this new habit of soul, invisible traveler. He is the invisible observer watching this great story, great drama. We also said, nishchaya at many levels, you know, our first job is to find out if this is true. Then we can't leave it halfway, just to hear a concept. And these are like radical things we are saying, that you are not, you know, what you thought is you. You are invisible, you know, the soul, and not this role and body. This is radical. Find out. But if this is true, then put into practice. In the same way, the statement here is a drama. Physical world is a drama. So, and it has got a script, and it is a fixed script. What is to happen next minute and next day? It is all there. That is the way this drama is. It has got a script. It is repeating. It has got a duration, but drama. Now, if it is a drama, then there are no questions. Why someone is doing this? Why something happened? These questions don't exist. That is a script. You know, so yesterday something happened, and he should not have done it. No, that is the way the script is. You are able to put a full stop. Drama means full stop. mind is free. Various things happen, and it may be completely unfair and wrong. History is full if you want to go into it. You will have unlimited reasons to complain in this drama. You will have unlimited, not one or two, I can give you many, many reasons to feel guilty. Many, many reasons to be angry. Drama is full of situations. Many, many reasons to be having fear. And what else? Every possible thing. There are unlimited reasons. And mind is full-time busy with this. If you are not careful, your mind will be full-time in the Ravan's. That is what Ravan is. You have the option to put a full stop. One slogan we have to remember: 1 minute more with dog, 1 minute less with God. So you create 1 minute for dog, 1 minute for cat, then you got 2 minutes less for dog. 1 minute, one extra minute for the monkey, then you are losing time for God. So if your whole time is going for cat, dog, monkey, then there is no time left for God at all. So you are very wise if you put a full stop to the first dog. Why is this dog doing this? Put a full stop. Then you have time for truth. You are useful to yourself. You are then useful to others. See different areas where you can put this. You know, one is understanding. That's why we are here. We have understood it. Then we also have nishchay. You know, you're very sure about different aspects. If there is any area where there is questions of knowledge, ask and clarify until there is nishchay. Bring yourself to the level of nishchay and then put it on the rails. And we are saying here, the reason is Maya is determined to keep you in the outer circle. Just that you know, you have understood it. Amazing, excellent. Maya says, now relax. But by understanding, there is no change. Change happens only when you put in practice. Big change. We are not happy just with the little, not becoming a scholar, but this shift will happen only when you put it into practice. Eclipse will be removed by coming into that experience. Today we are going to speak on a subject connected with the mind and the subconscious. I'll be using the board. If at this stage you got any thoughts, anything to say, ask. You may like to ask at this point, and then we'll come to this subject.
I have comments, actually. I think we can continue. Sure.
So in this, we are discussing this inner apparatus, the soul, but this is like a cognitive apparatus, we call it. Cognitive means various mind-connected functions that are going on. That includes emotions, thoughts, feelings, decisions, all this complex mind-connected functions. Cognitive functions. So psychologists, psychiatrists, they are trying to understand this, and there is a normal and abnormal activity going on there. So let us understand a simple model that helps us notice our own soul and there are more details. There are many functions, and it is good to use a name to describe this function. It is a separate name. We are not clumping together mind and everything is happening in the mind. No, we are using different names. But the model we are using, let us see the mind within our this cognitive apparatus. There is a mind. We are seeing it like a stage. We are not saying this drama stage. This is just inner, invisible stage going on inside. Other stage, drama stage, is visible, the gross stage. This invisible stage. And within us, there is an observer. We call him a king. So here is a king. What is the function of the king? King is experiencing. King is the experiencer. King is experiencing what is happening on the stage of the mind. And who are the actors on this stage? In one word answer, who are the actors on this stage?
Batya, unique type, canaries type thoughts.
Thoughts, yes, that's right. So different thoughts are the actors here. So each thought comes and we see it independent, different thoughts coming. And the king is experiencing this. In some European countries in the past, the king, he used to be the only audience. You know, this opera used to take place for the king. And king used to sit there. And the whole opera is made for him. So here there is a stage and meant for the opera. Sometimes it becomes a chaos. Depends upon which actors are coming on the stage and performing. And based on the performance are the emotions. Emotions are experienced by the king, different emotions. He's happy sometimes based upon what is happening on the stage. Behind the stage is the backstage, where there are many, many actors. Make a guess, what's the name for the backstage? One word answer. This stage, the name for that is mind.
Deep root sanskaras, attitude, intellect, subconscious.
Yes, the word we are looking here is subconscious. So stage is the, we call it mind. The mind is very neutral. We don't say mind is bad. Our mind is all the time creating negative. No, mind is neutral. But different actors are coming on the stage. And in the subconscious, there are all possible actors there. And lots of, it is the backstage. So here there are some bad actors. There are some hero actors. You know, they're very pleasant and there are some bad guys. Now the law is, if any actor comes on the stage, to come on the stage is like a nourishment. That makes him stronger. That is the law. Just like, say, in your town, there are many people who are qualified to be the actors. One of them gets a job on the BBC. He performs on BBC once. Then he becomes popular. There are more chances. Next time there is an event, he is more likely to get a job. So same happens here. The one actor manages to come on the stage. That to come on the stage is a nourishment for all these actors. So he becomes stronger. And our law is, we can see it in our own drama. There are all these actors are competing to come on the stage. They're all the possible actors, they are competing. But at any moment, just one actor can be there. You cannot have more than two thoughts in one moment. So there can be one after other, but one thought at a time. So some actors succeed to get on the stage. They become stronger. And if they are stronger, now they can come on the stage more often. They can compete with others. They have become bully. They're a lot more powerful. They can just block everyone else. And this explains why 90% of our thoughts, which is a huge number, are cyclical thoughts. We think the same thing over and over again. Sometimes you are fed up with it. You don't want those thoughts, but they are going in this circle. You might not, Brahmins are those who have observed some of these. This is happening in everyone, but people don't even observe their mind. They don't even know what is going on. But cyclical thoughts, and these are often negative thoughts. We will see why these negative thoughts, but that's most of the cyclical thoughts. Even what we call waste thoughts, they have a negative slant in it. Like, for example, you might be thinking, oh, last year it was so nice, you know, that gathering was so enjoyable gathering. But then the negative slant is, but it is finished. That's why, that is the negative behind it. You are missing it. It did not happen again. It was last year. You know, I am without any of them now. So you are seeing things of the various, these thoughts. They have got, I lack something, I miss something, I need something, I lost something. It is the ego crying, you know, so ego-based thoughts. The victim, you know, lots of these thoughts are the victim or the beggar creating the thoughts. So this is the one option, what is going on. As we said, there are also very noble actors here. They are not victim. These are noble and happy and sensible. But given these few bullies in the backstage, they have no chance. These hero actors, these noble actors don't get a chance. And the subconscious is such a thing. It when we say it, if you think of four people, what's the difference between these four people? Their subconscious. That influences their mannerisms, their behavior, their what they speak. It is the subconscious. It is the sum total of their journey is there right now in the form of their subconscious. In any given situation, Gandhi reacted one way and Hitler reacted differently. What's the difference? It is subconscious. You know, instant reactions, you know, sometimes some people may appear, talk rough, but at an immediate level, what are the reactions? It is coming from the subconscious. We like people, those whose subconscious is healthier, cleaner. We can sense it, you know, that they are plain, they mean good, you know, this. And for us also, we are constantly affected by the subconscious, our dreams, our life. We are dealing with this, you know, because our mind is having this subconscious cyclical chatter going on. And purification of the soul is purification of this subconscious, very important part of this. given what we have seen so far, we are in this, you know, what, catch 22, there is no chance of breaking out of this. There are some bad guys who are in charge. It is a bit like some dictator. He just beats everyone else who opposes them. And the dictator is ruling, and there is no way of breaking out of this. This is the way we are seeing here, kingdom. And this king is putting up with this, what is going on the stage. But in any drama, we know there is a stage, there is a backstage, there is audience, the actors. What else is there in any performance? There is also the director. And director here, we use the word intellect for the director. So the intellect is the director of this stage, mind. Director is always in charge of the stage, completely in charge. Nothing happens on the stage without the consent of the director. Director decides who should be there, what time, what he should do. Every detail, director is in charge. As long as the director is awake. If the director is asleep, then the bad guys are in charge. Or if the director is confused, then he just allows anything to happen, chaos to happen. So we are now at least understanding where the game should happen. And if we are to do anything to the subconscious to purify there, to change things there. Sanskars are here. The root of sanskars are here in the backstage. So if we want to change anything, we have to start with the intellect. Now let us question, is the director here doing his job? Yeah, this is all happening inside, as we said, a cognitive apparatus, just a point, soul. It is not even within the brain, it's just a point, soul. Within that, all this is going on. So many actors and a big stage, and the king also sitting there, and there is a director thinking about how to do things, how to control this chaos, and that's all happening within that point. So now, this director, do you think he is doing his job properly? Or does the director need some help? You know, we have seen at various times, and you know, when we saw our physical world in this image, and we saw the obvious thing. And it is not a belief. We are seeing the obvious thing is we are going to be here temporarily. This whole physical world, including this body and the role of Prashant and everything, that there will be a moment. Not one atom of this world will be with me. I cannot decide for this. That is an exit. We got a temporary time here. Guaranteed exit. But very fact that 100% of the population, not 99%, 100% of the population have created attachments here. Maybe to some things, more things. Attachment is not just to land. Some might believe land doesn't belong to anybody, but they may create attachment to people, attachment to ideas, attachment to their dog, shoes. And it's, we 100% we have gone in this direction. It means the director is confused. Something that is so obvious, he is not seeing it. There is a blind spot. And once you have crossed that line, then ignorance brings more ignorance. So at present, we have not just crossed that line a little bit, we have gone in the direction of total eclipse. The director has allowed us to define ourselves based on the story. Right now, you and me, if we are thinking this body is me, you know, we may know the soul and all, but see how stubborn the ego is around various things. And in spite of knowing, ego is still there, you know, will take offense also, will feel, react, in a, because the director has allowed. But in other words, the director needs help. Director needs to see things more clearly. So here, right now, when you are discussing this and really underlining it often, and you also mentioned in the past, draw a map like this, keep it in a bigger rooms, main rooms. And another map we mentioned, you will find they are immensely useful to you. It is not enough to hear it once. We have to hear it and revise it until the soul is purified. We need to come back to it again and again. The director has to change. And so we are seeing here that the bigger map, this is another sketch. We all need to keep with ourselves that the bigger journey of the soul. And now when you are seeing this, you are seeing how absurd, you know, you are just passing. It is almost like you may be even acting in the camel elephant. But after 10 minutes drama, that has nothing to do with you. Your life is something completely different. You are just acting for the children for 10 minutes and you got your life. And you are understanding this now and you are revising it, you say. That is true. Then why am I thinking? Where does this my attitude of my come in? Where does the attitude of I come in? You are questioning yourself. You know, you may not be using the overt arrogance with others, but do you see the I within that monkey show? You know, that camel, elephant, monkey drama. Are you using the word I within it? You are the angelic prince. What need have you got to use the word my and I in this temporary world? You are just speaking this to the intellect. Let the intellect see the absurdity of it. More the intellect, not superficially, just being philosopher, more the intellect understands it, then the director will think differently. Director will act differently. You want to say anything? Add anything?
One question in the chat from Pedro. Can you be attached to spirituality?
Yes. You know, what we are seeing here, this dimension, what we are seeing here, it is eternal. You are the soul that is eternally your soul. This is the family. It is eternally your family. Here is a father. eternally your father. You belong to him. This is your home. It is true home. You have a right here. And over here, it is temporary. The reason we don't want to get stuck in that temporary world, because you have an exit, and it is a deception to believe anything there is yours or to create desire. It is just in us being not being clear, not being sensible. But to create attachments to your world, what is eternally yours, that is legitimate. That will actually help you become free from your attachments in that temporary drama. But other aspect, maybe you meant to ask another aspect within this attachment to spirituality. We can create attachment to spiritual concepts. That is Ravan's department, and that's the ego department. I might say, you know, I believe in the soul. You know, those who don't believe in the soul, they are bad guys. You know, I want to beat them and let us start a war. You know, so that is the attachment, the concept. You know, he's not practicing soul consciousness. Earlier, he was creating attachment to some other ideas. Now, to shoes, you know, he may create attachment to some opinions, political opinions, and he comes to spiritual things, he may create attachment to some God. In the name of God is someone doesn't believe in God, you know, they are my enemies, this kind of thing. Just like in some religions, they could fight amongst the religions, or even within the religion, they may say someone is a worshipper of Krishna and someone is a worshipper of someone else, they fight. This is all Ravan's department in the name of spirituality. But true spirituality is when you became soul conscious, woken up, understood the drama beyond. We don't say that is attachment. We don't use that word for it. You are coming in the truth. Feel free to ask anything. Any other thoughts?
Thank you for that answer. Sushma has asked, how, in your opinion, how many years does it take the director to truly understand and change?
It is individual, each one, you know, but the word is 1 second. Baba uses the word 1 second. You know, and we should understand quickly. That's why this language of Satyagraha, you know, Maya wants to keep it in the outer ring. It will gradually, maybe next birth, I will understand a little bit more. Maybe I'll start efforts in another lifetime. That is Maya's language. Here we say, who knows about tomorrow? And we have seen tomorrow. So let us, now we have understood it, let us try and understand the value of now and today and then bring about the change sooner.
Yes, it's helpful. Here's a question from me, because at the moment there aren't any other questions. It must be very clear. Often you hear this discussion about cleaning the chit, and it would be interesting to hear your in your language what that means, and this aim to clean the memory track, or however you want to explain that.
Yeah, it is a different subject, and we'll maybe come to it again later. But this is cleaning the subconscious, and within that there is a change of sanskaras. If you want to change the sanskaras, the root of the sanskaras are at this level. And as the word sanskara is used for tendencies within us, that origin is here. These bad guys, they've got a certain department of sanskaras, each of them. And as long as they are there, another person will notice that sanskaras are not changing. So to change the sanskaras, they have to be replaced with this. I'll just add one aspect in this connection. You know, so we want to change this subconscious. Now I have understood, and the director here has understood the subject, and he has read many books, you know, so he agrees with it also. Even that is not enough to change the subconscious. He might even be writing books, and still the sanskaras might not change. Sanskaras will change when? One word answer. When will the sanskaras change? Make a guess. You know, if you get the right answer, you will get a prize.
So when the king decides, or another answer is practice, and Shirin's typed replaced, and you replace sanskaras, remembrance with yoga, when we use paras, when you're really aware, realization.
You would have got that answers are right, but you would have got a prize if you were to answer satyagraha. You know, so you put it in practice, you know, with your stubbornness. That agraha is necessary. Because the first time you are going to practice new way of seeing things, there will be resistance. Your director agrees, you know, director has got clear map, we agree. But these bullies will oppose you. They will not say, yes, you know, you choose what the actor you like. They are powerful and there will be resistance. But the director has to use satyagraha. He has to be determined to overcome that, his own undercurrent resistance. That is what will introduce this new habit. You know, this good guy, he will then become stronger because you brought him on the stage once. And now the game changer, that's the game changer. Once you have brought him on the stage, now he will be stronger to come on the stage second time. Already the process has started. And then it is becoming your sanskara. It is becoming natural for you. Now this applies to every aspect. It is mentioned in the scriptures also. Love your enemy. Love your enemy. How is it possible? You know, people can't love their friends even. They can't love their family people. You know, how can you love the enemy? Especially if he is creating real problems to you and has plans to create problems. Ordinarily not possible. But with the knowledge, you are understanding that the drama. In the drama, someone is acting as one part and someone is playing another part. Someone is playing the part of a robber. Okay, that is the part. But you know that behind this part is the actor that is completely different. Drama has a script, but behind this part is the invisible actor. And who is that actor? Actor is your brother. And he is angelic and he's harmless. And he's loving. He's worthy of immense respect and love. You have understood this now. You know the map. You know the knowledge. Create thought of love for that soul. Now, maybe when you are away from him, it doesn't matter. It can be when he is not in front. Create a thought for 10 seconds a experience of love for the person. You know, here we are talking about loving the enemy. If you are able to love your enemy, then your friends are safe with you. In a, otherwise, your idea of love may be all at the level of camel and elephant. When the drama changes, your love will also stop. But if you are experiencing love at a deeper level, then it is good for you, good for others. It is truly spiritual love, and it will help you change. So once you have done it, you are now creating this sanskara within you. And all these great people, whether it is in a recent history, they have brought about change. You know, whether it, I'm talking here, you know, whether it is Gandhi, Mandela. They say Mandela went to the prison in one form. When he came out as an angel. What happened? In whatever the reason, some realization came and he brought about change in his subconscious. He brought about, created new sanskaras. Whatever that inspired him, he brought about the change. And that changed everything. You see his photograph before and now, and her face changed. Many things changed, language changed, you know. And once the subconscious changes, it is a different person. Then people say this, you know, he was an angel. He came out as an angel. This is the language by the Lockheed people. So the change is here. You know, we understand how it exactly works. Know that first time you are bringing it in, it will not be easy. You might know about the soul. This is the most powerful secret you are hearing. But putting it into practice, even for yourself, there will be resistance. Because you know beforehand, there are these bad guys who want to oppose you. But you have to use agraha, energy of determination, stubbornness, you know, commitment for 10 seconds. Yes, you know, congratulate yourself for being able to do that. You know exactly what you are doing. You are building the muscles. You are making the para strong. You are making these actors, you know, the noble actors strong. You are introducing the seed of the positive. And as this becomes stronger, this then erases the old sanskaras. That is another thing. In a record, once you do the new recording, the old is wiped out. Once you have started creating these new tendencies, you are enjoying it. They are coming on the stage more often. And the bullies, these bad guys, they don't get a chance to come on the stage. They become weaker. And as that becomes weaker, that's the good news. You know, it means transformation is happening at a deep level within you. This change goes with you from one life to the other life, one day to the other day. Even the understanding at the level of intellect, you may forget. But the change that has happened at the subconscious, it goes with you. And that's why it is a, you know, it's evidence of the true transformation. And it's underlining the word action here, but action based on truth. So you are acting with the understanding, with the bringing this new energy of determination. I will stop here unless Sarah has got something to ask. At some point we can make rooms also.
Yes, that would be good. There have been a few questions coming up
We can take them now.
Okay. Question first of all, who actually decides? Is it the king or is it the director? Like what's happening in the mind?
Director.
Yes.
What we are seeing is director is the way we define here, king is just observer. King is just experiencing. Within us, there's someone who is experiencing, he says, oh, poor me, is there some kind of self-pity, something going on. That is the experiencer. And the director is the one who decides.
Okay, that's good. And this is also from Deep. I think you may have clarified, but just to confirm, is the seed stage sanskaras, are they beyond the subconscious stage? Or I think you said they replace the other impressions, is that right?
And you want to repeat again?
Are the seed stage sanskaras beyond the subconscious stage?
No, all sanskaras are there. Sanskar, the whole department of sanskaras are there.
Question from Ganesh. Peace, love, and happiness, are they the true actors of the subconscious?
And here we are not using the word as a peace. Hmm? Or love. These are the experiences of the king. A king is the one who experiences peace, love, and happiness. At this level, at the subconscious, are the different ego that we create, they are there. You know, positive, negative, they are in that form, the experiences of peace and all happens at the level of the king.
Yes, it's a consequence.
Consequence, yeah.
Could you give any some examples of these actors, these thoughts, and also maybe of the sanskaras to see this model as if in action?
Okay, now let us take the example of smoking. You know, the person just gets a thought of smoking. You know? So there is an actor behind here, you know, who says, it will be good to smoke. You know, smoking may be good. And so there is a thought there, you know, of smoking. And the king is experiencing this thought of smoking. And now based on that thought, it goes further into action. And the director allows that to happen. And then director allows this thought to come again, second time, third time. And so at some point action happens. Then the whole thing becomes stronger. That actor becomes stronger in the subconscious. And now the thought of smoking will come, you know, with force, you know, I want to smoke, as if can't resist it anymore. You know, he wants to come into action. I'm here giving example of smoking. Another actor, maybe he has, so there is an ego based, you know, this different ego that we said, they are here in that form. So here is the, I want to see someone, meet someone, or be, eat something, or visit something. There is that kind of a thought. And it may come once, you know, it may come second time. But if the director allows this thought to go to the next level, you know, it comes into action, then that actor becomes stronger. The big criminals, those who go into extreme kind of behavior, they all are created in this way. A thought can come, but they have the director within them have allowed them to go to the next level. And once they come to the next level, that has become stronger and they have become stronger. And then they are not in control of themselves. They just will react. You know, some situation comes, they will just steal or they will just tell a lie. So this is the negative side of it. You know, in the whole range of negative department, the positive here, we give the example, your vision, you know, you meet someone, are you seeing them with truth? Right now, we are wherever you are you seeing the world in front of you through the glasses of truth? Are you seeing this as a theater? This all, Prashant talking and all, this is happening in a theater. And that behind this, all these computer images and all, there are souls, there are eternal princes from God's world, God loves them. Are you, how much in the last 1 hour, how many minutes you were aware of this? Did you see this? This is the absolute truth. Did you see it for how long? Then I have the option to bring this awareness in the awareness, conscious mind. And as this comes in, that will become stronger. Those impressions will become stronger. And you are now seeing with the, you are seeing this reality, this whole reality of the soul and home and God. It is not there just in our notebooks. It is our reality and to be experienced. So the more I'm doing that, that will influence my vision of others. That will influence my reactions in different life situations. Just suddenly something breaks. One person says, oh, terrible, why it happened? But if in you the soul consciousness is strong, he will say, the immediate reaction will be, that is the another scene of the drama, you know, nothing new. You know, so let us see what's the next scene, you know. Immediate inner reaction will be based on knowledge. That not the reactions of the victim, not the reactions of the beggar, but the reactions of the angel, reactions of the prince, noble reactions. Now these examples, do you want? Or there will be time for
Yeah, so that was very clear. Thank you. Maybe it's a good time for rooms and a couple of other questions we can take afterwards. Would you like to create a sort of a framework for discussion?
You know, the more important subject in this is understanding the director. If the director is doing his job, you know, and overall understanding our soul, we are seeing the soul with different faculties within it. And normally we use sometimes mind, intellect, sanskaras, but soul has more than mind, intellect, sanskaras, many more functions, and we can use different name for it. Just try and understand this. Important within game is game of the intellect, and our hope is from there.
Yeah, lovely. We will take a 10-minute breakout room discussion opportunity, and if you've joined in the last 15 minutes, just be a little patient for assigning the rooms. And we'll meet back in 10 minutes. Give a chance, everyone should be able to hear. So see you shortly. Welcome back to everyone. And,
bienvenidos de nuevo.
Okay, Eva is here. Translation.
Vamos.
One moment. Okay. Let's take a moment of reflection together in some silence. Thank you. So yesterday we were going to hear from Mehmet, who's connecting from Izmir, and the internet wasn't on playing games with us. So it would be nice if Mehmet would like to come into sound, say hello. I think you can unmute. I just want to ask Prashant if it's okay to finish the share screen, if you're there, so we can see Mehmet.
Yes, sure.
Hello. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
I hope you can hear okay.
We can hear you. I don't know if you're... yes, we can now see you.
Okay, yes. Yes, these maps are very useful for this one, especially the last map about the, you know, stages. And the director, and especially, you know, this backstage, the importance of backstage is you know, important, the, you know, stage, the mind is feeding up with the, you know, bad guys and the good guys. So, you know, If the director, if the intellect is, you know, stubborn with the truth, and it is close to truth, then it is easy to take the, you know, good guys to the stage, to the mind, and to give the chance to act in the mind. And whenever the, you know, the actions are repeated, as we all know that it becomes like habits, and so good habits is based on the, you know, good thoughts and the thoughts and the good guys at the backstage. So in intellect, director has a lot of, you know, to do with the these truth. If the truth is with him, with the intellect, then the, you know, the sanskars, the positive sanskars, original sanskars, will be on the stage gradually and at the end. I hope this is clear. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's very clear, Mehmet, and it was kind of answering the question that Asta put in the chat. Why are people not able to be determined even after realizing they're kings? So as you were saying, intellect, to be stubborn in truth, we need to empower the intellect. And and that there will be little resistance. So that action to be stubborn with truth against the resistance, and then it becomes a habit, and that habit makes it easier, and becomes our natural nature. Thank you for sharing. I'm glad we could connect with you today. Also, we're going to hear, hopefully, Sanjay is joining us from Israel, and it'd be very nice to hear from you, your reflections.
Thank you all, and Om Shanti. Yes, it is so nice to know that it is eventually in our hands. Intellect, which is also called in Hindi, I think, buddhi. We can say it's kind of a bodyguard, like the guard that have the sense to allow and not allow those actors coming into the stage of the mind. So this God, when it becomes strong and aware and awake and not sleeping, then of course it can do best and good work to allow only those good guys, as my brother Mehmet called them, good guys, to come on stage. And just to remember that this buddhi, this intellect, this director has a director, the director of all directors, which is of course Baba, God. And the tools that the intellect has are Baba's Srimad, just to know them and practice them and not let go of them will do huge work of shifting from this darkness into the lightness of truth. So keep on practice for seconds, for minutes, and experiencing the results. Thank you. Shanti.
Thank you, Sanjay. It's very nice and great to have this made clearer and clearer, and hearing from different views. And great, amazing we can all be connected and so easily hear from each other. Supana's typed a couple of questions that came up in the room, so that's great. If anyone else would like to summarize any key realizations or questions from the room, we'd be very happy to hear. So many thanks for the sharings, and welcome back to Prashant.
Hi. Welcome back. And let us create just a few more moments of truth. And in this, we have the option to go for the best intellect. And right now here, we are seeing that even though this stage and the drama, the theater, so convincing and appears so big, it is still a theater. And it is stunt. Everything, even Prashant talking, this is a stunt. It is one episode. Paras helps us to come to the real world behind all this. Just like in any other drama, sometimes there are very useful dialogues going on. You learn from them, but it's still a drama. So also here, knowledge comes, Baba comes, gives knowledge. but that is also in the drama. And it doesn't make it the reality. So we are the knowledge. Baba says he comes into sound to take us beyond sound. So the knowledge also helps, directs us to step behind. And wake up to this timeless dimension, celestial celebration of the souls and the family. This world is beyond harm. And the soul that is conscious, the big thing about him, and that is the sanskar we want to hold on to. Soul that is conscious is never a victim. In the drama, many things may happen, are going to happen. Death and destruction and defamation. That is what the drama, Iron Age drama, is about. But in all situations of the fiction, the conscious soul is never a victim, never a beggar, never a slave, never an orphan. Is part at the present time, is with the Father, angelic. To remove the eclipse, to bring the omens of Jupiter, that is the part. And no one can stop this. This part is not conditional upon the script. That is the part of the invisible soul. He remains eternal prince, eternal, who belongs to the King of Kings. He knows everyone else is lucky. They all are immortal. They are princes who belongs. They belong to the King of Kings. Thank you. I was just going to read a short passage, and this is a spiritual writings, and let us hear it from that higher consciousness. Therefore, I tell you, be humble, be harmless, have no pretension, be upright, forbearing, serve your teacher in true obedience, keeping the body and mind in cleanliness, tranquil, steadfast, master of ego, standing apart from the things of the senses, free from the self, aware of the weakness in mortal nature, its bondage to birth, age, suffering, dying. To nothing be slave, nor desire possession of man, child, wife, of home, or of household, calmly encounter the painful, the pleasant. Adore me only with heart undistracted. Me, I know it's coming, we are talking here, God. It is in first person, God. With heart undistracted, turn all your thought towards solitude, spurning the noise of the crowd, its fruitless commotion. Strive without ceasing to know the Atma. Seek this knowledge and comprehend clearly why you should seek it. Such, it is said, are the roots of true wisdom. Ignorance and ego merely are all that denies them. The biggest prize is right in front of everyone's nose. And ignorance and ego can just deny the whole thing. Yeah, happy to we go to the questions if that is time.
Yes, thank you. So a question that came a little earlier from Belinda. Could you say a little bit more about the outer circle? In the context, in the Brahman context, if you feel it's subject.
Yeah, yeah. So we use this language, you know. And what it is, say, the knowledge is be soul conscious. Then the person is thinking about the soul, you know, talking about the soul, has plans to be soul conscious, is writing about the soul, drawing pictures about the soul, but not becoming soul conscious. And therefore you will see this in yourselves, you know, there is a resistance to be soul conscious. And the resistance is, as we saw, you know, in our discussion, if you really be soul conscious during those seconds and minutes, even seconds, you become soul conscious, ego will suffocate. Ego is not, both cannot, you cannot be with ego conscious and also soul conscious. And so ego will keep you in this outer circle. You know, that you are thinking about soul, or you are having the image of you as a spiritual person who is going to practice soul consciousness, has a grand plan to be soul conscious, will be karmatit one day. You got this new identity, I'm a spiritual person, or I am doing so much worship and I built temples and look at this. This is me, you know, and I'm studying about the soul. You know, you have created another identity. You know, but to be soul conscious, there will be resistance. To do accurate, to come in that space, there will be resistance. That's why the term used is just off the mark. You know, ego has no problem, you know, to do you doing everything else, but to do what is really accurate, you will need the energy of determination there.
Yeah, good. That helps. Maybe if Belinda wants to add anything in the chat. Now, a couple of questions came up in the room discussion. Raj asked, how do I increase awareness? Any thoughts on this subject?
No, the answer is just do it. Create time, give it a priority.
You're also seeing the urgency when we're faced with these forces of end, and we're being reminded that helps us raise awareness when we have a deadline, for example, as a student. Renée's typed, where do we get the truth from? I'm not sure if Renée is listening to the Merlis. Maybe you can type in the chat, but I don't know if Prashant wants to add anything to that.
You know, in this context, some of these areas, you know, they're blatantly false. And we saw the physical world, its limitations. We know it is temporary for us. To create attachments in it means I feel as if I'm going to be here for good. And so what is blatantly false, we can drop it at least. It starts the process of coming into truth. We saw in the past retreats also, there is a knowledge, but even the knowledge, you know, coming from the highest source, that is one thing. But still we have to come to the level ourselves, and where there is a clear recognition and knowing of it. And you have tested it and understood it is your truth.
You said also earlier the shift happens when we put it into practice. Otherwise there can be a certain, not exactly burden, but we know. But if we're not congruent with our actions, then it doesn't necessarily change anything. Do you want to give an idea of any structure that you've noticed over your experience with observing your own efforts and others? Something helps somebody to be stubborn in truth, like a structure which helps them to highlight this congruency and consistency in practice.
We have to start. You know, any aspects, we have to start playing with it. And what we are seeing in today's discussion, there will be resistance to overcome some weak side. There will be resistance, you know, and you have to act from that. Whatever you understood, you are doing opposite. It is good what Gandhi used the image. It is hypocrisy. To use that to oneself, that once I understand this is truth, to act differently, and that helps you to bring in the new thinking.
So sometimes that pain that comes when we're not in line with our truth is actually very helpful, isn't it? So we become more sensitive to not being honoring this true understanding and true nature of the soul. Well, there aren't any other questions, and I know we're coming up to time. I don't know if you want to, well, we had a plan to show a short drill also. Did you have any other final reflections or idea of a homework?
Yes. You know, for the next, until we meet again, see this as a fun to play with this whole department. We are using this language of determination and commitment and promise and satyagraha. But it is fun. You know, we are really trying, we are friend of the soul. and we are friends of everyone else's, you know, all the souls of the world. We are overcoming the Ravan in ourselves, Ravan of others. So it is, it's a, such a positive thing that you are doing for yourselves, for others. It needs to be done. And so every minute you are playing with it. See it as fun. You are experiencing the truth. It is not some nice visual image of some love or bliss. You are experiencing the truth, true prince, true angel, true soul, you know, the worthiness of being loved by God. And when you take that position, you know, from the soul, it will not be imagination. It will not appear like a meditation either. You are experiencing it, the truth about yourself. It is fun. So have fun for the next 24 hours.
Thank you. And a special notice, there will be an extra hour of this kind of practice because in the UK, the clocks go back. And that effectively means we will be meeting 1 hour later, which will be still 10 a.m. UK time, but it will be GMT. So for those countries who are not changing the clock, it'll be 1 hour later. And be mindful of that. But it's one more hour of the practice of this fun experiment as well. So we're going to finish with a short video, another drill from Bap Dada for meditation, reflection, and experience. And we'll meet again. Thank you.
इसके लिए समय की आवश्यकता